This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
And we're going to talk, first of all, about the recently passed Roadworks bill that was just signed into law by Governor Gina Raimondo. It levies tolls on large trucks to help raise money to fix roads and bridges. The governor, legislative leaders lobbied strongly for this compromise bill. They say it's going to advance local business on many fronts. Opponents of the toll plan say it is going to, in the long run, cost consumers and cost some jobs. So, Mark, let's talk about this. Your reaction.
Well, one of my first reactions is the speed with which, once the compromise plan was reached, the speed with which it was voted on and signed into law. Now, it was originally introduced last year, last May. It was debated. It actually passed the Senate, right? It was held up in the House. And then they did some more study. And then they came back and talked about it some more, had hearings. Governor Raimondo, when she came into office, said government needed to work at the speed of business. And businesses decide, you know, once you make a decision to do something, you implement it and you move on. And I think that they figured they had done enough study and it was time to make it work. Not to mention the fact that our bridges and roads are really terrible. So, you know, the work needs to start as soon as possible.
I don't recall an organized effort by local business to really complain about the condition of the infrastructure down through the years.
No, and I think that part of it is, I think people are, they know that infrastructure costs money, and I think that that detail has always been kind of a sticking point. And again, this is, Governor Raimondo's a little bit different when she went forward with the pension reform plan, and a lot of the pieces of that were not particularly popular. But she made a case, and she convinced the legislature, she convinced a lot of people that this was the best way to move forward. Is it the only way? Of course not. And I think that in this case, they started with a plan that was going to be all tolls and would, you know, float bonds in anticipation of the revenue coming from tolls. That's since changed, and they're going to use some federal money to float bonds and then repay the feds, or the feds would pay it off. And then they'll use tolls down the road for more of a pay-as-you-go approach.
We're talking about the so-called Garvey bonds, which you borrow in anticipation of future federal funding, correct?
Right. And federal funding for capital projects, which is exactly what this is.
There is some talk out there in the trucking industry about legal challenges to this. How realistic is that?
It's interesting. I remember when, Governor Chafee actually floated the idea of putting tolls up on Interstate 95, and they applied to the federal government. And because it's an interstate highway, the federal government has to approve it. And they don't approve every application by every state to toll on various interstates, and they were denied. And so I think that there's a realistic chance, and already we've heard from nationally from the, you know, Truckers Association, that this violates, interstate commerce clause, you know, that interstate highways cannot be tolled without the federal government's approval, which they do not have. So it's going to be, I think there will be, there certainly will be challenges to this. Just how long it takes for that to happen and how long it takes to play out, I don't know.
This could be a lingering type of legal situation, which would be at a cost of taxpayers' money.
Well, that, and I think the bigger question is, how long can we wait for the roads to get fixed, the roads and bridges to get fixed? I mean, I think that's really an important piece of the puzzle here. It might linger, and it would be nice if it could get resolved quickly, but I think that in the lingering, there might be more compromises made. Remember, the initial pension reform was actually the final approved bill was different than what was originally approved because of legal challenges.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark, there is talk of helping out local companies who are affected by the costs of the tolling. What might that be?
Well, they might have exemptions. They might, you know, maybe they pay a flat rate for a year if I think that one company that's already, you know, said, well, we might consider not building a new distribution center in the state was Ocean State Job Lot. They use big trucks. And so maybe they can cap it on a per year. There are different ideas here, but part of the idea is that local businesses pay taxes in Rhode Island already. But a lot of these companies, that transportation companies that use the interstates, that use the bridges, are out of state. And so they're really not being, you know, they're not paying what one would consider their fair share for the wear and tear they put on these assets that we then have to maintain. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some manner of compromise that shields some, not all, but some of the payment that local trucking companies or other kinds of companies that use trucks would have to pay.
Even though the roadworks plan came up last year, as you pointed out, the compromise version this year certainly sailed through the legislature very, very quickly. They can move when they want to.
They absolutely can. They absolutely can. But I think that's, again, that's interesting in that you have the governor and you have the Speaker of the House and you have the Senate president recognizing in some cases that speed matters and that in this case the speed does matter because the roads are really in bad condition and they need to get fixed.
Okay, let's move to something else. Okay, let's move to something else, Mark, and that's health insurance and how you have to pay for it. I understand there is a new call for changes in the rules of how that happens.
Well, the Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner, OHIC, as it's known in the trade, it's actually the commissioner's name is Dr. Kathleen Hittner. And she promulgated new rules going forward, which are actually an expansion of what's all the reforms that have already started. And they are around two things. Number one is more and more commercial real estate, commercial insurance, health insurance payers will have to pay based on quality metrics and on outcomes. So in other words, it's not a fee-for-service model. It's the shared, you know, the accountable care organization. It's shared risk. So you'll say for these kinds of diagnoses, we're going to pay this, and then you're going to figure out how to get a better outcome. And the payer, if the outcome is good and it costs less, then the payer and the provider would share in some of those savings. It would be rebated back to them. So that's number one. The second piece is that they're going to continue to encourage more and more of the patient-centered medical home at which someone, well, you have a home. Each patient has a home. And you have a team there that looks at all of your care and tries to coordinate it between drugs, between tests, you know, and all these other pieces so that, number one, you're not duplicating various tests. I mean, how many times do you have to go get a CT scan for, you know, a broken wrist? Some of that depends, however, very much on electronic health records, which then can be shared and easily, you know, go back and forth. And that's not an easy piece of the pie to solve. But both of those two things are really what's coming down the road. And the health insurance commissioner is saying, we have to do more of this. And that really is slowly but surely transforming how healthcare is delivered here.
One quick question, Mark. Where do you see these proposals from Dr. Hittner going?
Well, they're not a proposal. They're regulations. She's promulgated these regulations, and I think that, you know, Blue Cross is already doing a lot of this. A lot of the other insurers are doing this. So it's what's going to happen.
Okay, Mark, thanks. Our guest has been Mark Murphy of Providence Business News. I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.